I would encourage you to definitely find some shade today. It's hot today.
But I would encourage, let me help your neighbor. How's that? I'll give you a little shade. I would encourage you, if you think that this is biblical Christianity, it's not. This is worldly, carnal, false Jesus. The Bible calls his people, because of the shed blood of Jesus, to holiness. And if Jesus was here, he would turn their money-changing tables over. Men on stage are millionaires. I just talked to a young guy, Colton Dixon is his name. I don't know if he's a millionaire, but he's pretty popular. And he couldn't open his Bible and refute one thing I said about his worldly life, his carnal music, his false church system. And when he said, "You won't listen to nothing I say." What's your first name, sir?
Dallas.
My name is Tupos. I said to this young man, earrings, probably makeup, worldly looking. And I said, "Will you stand and tell me biblical things? I'll listen to you." You know what he did, Dallas? He walked away. He got nothing biblical to tell the preacher of righteousness. So it's kind of like if you were addicted to drugs and you wanted to beat drugs, would you stand and listen to your friends that are all addicted to drugs that have never beat drugs and listen to what they have to tell you? Or would you go listen to a man that's beat drugs and says, "Dallas, I can help you"? Who are you going to listen to? So I don't listen to worldly, carnal people that make excuses for this. This is not worship. This is entertainment. And it's of the flesh. There's no difference between this and rock music, no difference between this and the movies that are full of hypocrites. And so I encourage you, do you ever go online? Do you ever go on the internet?
No, I'm from 1900.
You're from the 1900s. Yeah. I wish I could say that, but I do use the internet. It goes all over the world. We preach the gospel. We fellowship with saints. But even just for my gospel card, and you got my email, you can email me if I can ever help you. Do you live here?
Well, I'm staying in one of the shelters.
Oh, you're staying in a shelter. Oh, you're a nomad.
Pretty much.
Okay. I don't want to call you homeless because you're a nomad. We're nomads. My wife and I live in a camper van. And we sold everything we own. We don't take people's money. And we travel the country. And we preach this biblical gospel. And we call people out of the church systems. And we call people out of the world. And Jesus' gospel, when he said, "Repent," by his shed blood, his death, burial, and resurrection, Jesus called us to repentance, right? And when we repent, we don't just change our mind about sin and just believe in him and live our same old way. When we repent, we change our mind, we change our ways. Yeah. And that means you come out of the world, and then Jesus backs it up and he says, "My sheep hear my voice and they follow me."
Right.
These people aren't following the biblical Savior. They're following the one that's Satan. Do you believe in Satan?
I know he's there.
Do you believe Satan? Did he decide to keep his hands off of religion, or did he join it to deceive even more? He joined it to deceive even more. So that's why we stand against this. That gospel card pretty much tells you why. And do you have any questions or anything about anything I said?
No. You just answered one I was going to ask. They play contemporary then.
Well, again, it's all contemporary. It's not biblical. The New Testament didn't even use instruments because they weren't fleshly. Guess who the instrument is today, Dallas, according to the Bible? We are. Ever notice, ready? You never know this? My brother said this to me. All of God's animals, creation, do you ever see a whale thumping on a guitar?
No.
What does he use? His voice.
Whoa!
They can do it. And birds, what do they use? Tambourines? No. Now, in the Old Testament, they did use tambourines and stuff, but you know why? Because man was dead, almost like the animals, no indwelling Holy Spirit. No indwelling Holy Spirit, and they had to thump on instruments and dance around to show any excitement about God. But guess what? The New Testament, the Holy Spirit comes in Acts 2, and it falls, and the Holy Spirit brings joy. And here's a big problem. A lot of these church places think joy is. They're going to be probably some of them jumping up and down, screaming, clapping, moving their bodies. Do you know what? Do you have a Bible?
Yeah.
Okay. If you ever study the Bible, look up the word joy. If you look up the Greek word, which I encourage people to look up the Greek words, it's not fleshly. It's not jumping up and around and dancing. You know what it is, Dallas? It's inner calm and peace.
Yeah.
That's what the Holy Spirit gives you. Jesus wouldn't have been jumping around on a stage. Paul wouldn't. John the Baptist would. Inner calm and joy and cheer. And so they have this. Paul warned about in 2 Corinthians 11 about a false Jesus, false spirit, false gospel in the last days. You think we're in the last days?
Again.
I think we are too. That's why I'm out preaching. So can I give you something? It's for you. There's something on there that you can go to McDonald's and why do we do this? Sometimes people walk by and shove money in our pocket. And we don't take people's money, but sometimes they run off and, you know, I'm not just going to throw it on the ground. I let them bless the preacher, I guess. Then my wife goes out and we buy these and we give them out to people. I want you to have that. to use that sometime.
You bet.
Okay? We love you. Remember everything I said. My email's on there, and that you email me, I'll give you my phone number. I can help you. I'll Bible study with you.
Yeah.
Go find that shade. Forget this. Love you, Dallas.
Take care.
Gospel good news. We're lifting up the only way to eternal life. Jesus did not die so you could entertain yourself. Jesus died for a peculiar people. Jesus died for holiness, righteousness, goodness, and truth. You're not here for worship. This is carnal entertainment. You're not here to obey God. Open your Bible, sir, and bring it and show it to me. Open your Bible and show me one place where they used instruments in the New Testament. Show me one place where the people of God in the New Testament were of the world. Show me one place they dressed and acted and lived in pride and vanity. Show me one place they keep pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter. Show me one place they had one man in a wooden box lording over a body like a modern pastor. You can't do it, can you, sir? I love you. You shouldn't shake your head unless you can back it up. Don't pull your sword out unless you're ready to use it because you don't have one. I love you. Repent. Oh, I don't have to go anywhere.
Stay there.
Yeah, I can stay here. I love you. I'm showing you your great need. You're here for flesh and entertainment. I walk by and this man's shaking his head, everything I'm preaching, but he can't open his Bible and refute one thing I've said. Colton Dixon is going to be on stage. Worldly famous music star. He also could not open his Bible and tell me anything biblical and had to walk away. John Cooper, the carnal hooligan from Skillet, can't open his Bible and show me anything that I'm saying is true, untrue. I got a testing on Skillet. Look it up and don't perish. I got a testing of this place. There'll be one up of Colton Dixon. Why? We love our neighbor. We want you to come to repentance. You're going to lose your soul and your worldliness and your entertainment. Lose your life to follow Jesus. You're following a false savior. Test yourself to the holy word of God. Seek Christ in spirit and truth. Paul says in Romans 12, do not conform to the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Young people, when were you transformed in your mind? When was your life totally changed where you came out of the world? Skillet, a worldly carnal band that plays at Hellfest that preaches a false gospel. Young man, the wrath of God is coming for you because of that. We love you. You got to turn and change your way. You got to forsake your sin. Everywhere in the Bible, the saints of God came out of the world and walked in righteousness. They did not walk in carnality. They did not walk in the flesh. 1 Timothy 4:16 says, continue in sound doctrine by which you are saved. And them that hear thee. We're not saved by works, we're saved by truth. Jesus is truth. And unless you walk in the truth, there's no fruit that you're born of Christ. Calling Americans to repentance while there's time. Don't lose your soul for this carnal entertainment and false churchianity.